Shalom Aleichem, Abiyah 15613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Karisus Daf Vav, Karisus 6a, pagination is 11. Our main focus will be the Ketores, which is something the Gemara got into because of the original Mishnah that said that you're not allowed to duplicate certain special things. One of them is Hamafatim Es HaKetores. And that's one of the things listed on the first Amud of the Masechta as something that's of the Chayvei Krisus. But in addition to the Ketores, which I hope will be the main focus, I'd like to mention some other very important, relevant, significant, applicable things that come up on today's daf. Number one, starting from the second line, the Gemara is discussing a concept that you could do things and gain insight if things will turn out well. Now, on some level, this type of behavior is prohibited under the title Nachash, not allowed to anticipate things. And the basic reason is that Hashem controls the world and omens are really not significant to us. If a person has a concern, they should do a mitzvah. Tzedakah tatzil mimavis, giving charity saves from death. Torah is meginu matzli, it protects. Different mitzvahs, different attitudes, different ways of conducting oneself. Ein mazal liYisrael. Jewish people do not have luck. That doesn't mean there's not a starting point of destiny, but we're able to change it. And therefore the Gemara tells us, v'lav milsahi, don't try anticipating the future based on an omen. D'machosha daite, because maybe you'll be depressed from what appears to be a bad omen, you'll therefore have a bad attitude, or misra mazle, and that itself could cause your mazel to go bad. We can't have people having bad attitude. You have to have an optimistic attitude. A prototype of this is the way we go into Rosh Hashanah, lovshim levanim, we wear holiday clothes, anticipating that Hashem will make a miracle for us. Therefore, the omens that anticipate are omens that we avoid. However, Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Hashta de Amrit Simana Milsahi, now that you told me that signs, omens, have significance, but you got to use them the right way, in a way that's not depressing, you got to use them in an uplifting way. Yehi ragil inish lamecha reshata kara verubya karsi silka vetamri. A person should eat foods that's names represent positive omens and create a positive attitude. Omens is beyond the scope of our little segment, but doing things in this world in certain ways can affect someone's destiny. And we're looking to be in the driver's seat. Hashem wants us to be directing our lives, making good decisions, as opposed to reflecting, oh, it's bad weather, it's rainy, my stick fell out of my hand, all kinds of other things that do not really have the significance of what's going to happen. Say a tefillah, daven, and that makes all the difference. Let's drop down to the bottom of the page. Tanu Rabbanon regarding the Ketores. Four lines up. Ketores haysanasis shin samaches mana. They made 368 portions. Shin samachei 365, keneged yemos hachama, to correspond to the number of days in this solar year. And even though we follow the lunar year, but ultimately there's reconciliation through the Jewish leap year. And ultimately the cycle, considering the leftovers, etc., 365 on an ongoing basis will equal out, if you will, so that the right number of portions over the course of years will be appropriate. Shlosha manim yaseirim, in general, we're following 365, but we have three extra portions. Shamehem machnas kohen gadol melochavtav b'yom ha-kippurim, because the kohen gadol had to take his handfuls on Yom Kippur as a special ketores brought into the Kodesh Kadoshim. And therefore, they had three extra portions. V'hasha'or, and the leftovers. Nisenes l'umnen b'scharon. They had a method that they would, so to speak, buy the leftover ketores with money that was meant to pay the workers. And once the holiness was transferred from the ketores to the money, they were able to give the ketores to the workers, and then they would buy it back, mitrumas halishka, they would buy back the ketores, and this is how they managed year for year to be able to use the leftovers of last year for the new year, because they rebought it. Rashi says, because teruma has to be teruma chadosha, it has to be from the new year's donation each year, and that's how they would transfer it. Now, on this topic of the leftovers, Tanu Rabbanon, on the top of Amud Beis, the leftovers of the portion from the Kohen Gadol would add up, because three portions was not what the typical Kohen Gadol would need to do his handfuls. He used much less. And therefore, Achas L'Shishim O L'Shivim Shana, once every 60 years is the text of our Gemara, or 70 years, Hayu Mefatmin Osal L'Chatzain, they would do only half of the 368 amount, because they had leftovers, because it added up. They had three portions a year that only a little bit of it was typically used, and that amount added up over 70 years, you ended up with approximately half a year's worth of ketores, and therefore they only did half for that year. The Shita Mekubetzes, for example, in his notes in the back of the Gemara at page 60, does the calculation to figure out if this calculation is like right on the number, or how you get that in 70 years these three portions could add up to half a year. So he spends time on that calculation. It's a fascinating study. The Gemara also tells us about the ketores, that it was possible b'chol yom misakin b'maskunta v'yamachnis, to make one portion of ketores and do that for the day, day by day. And therefore, if a person would go ahead and do one portion of ketores, he would already be imitating what was done in the Beis HaMikdash, and that would be the violation. Didn't have to be that he makes 368 portions. Tanu Rabbanon, about 11 lines down, Hayu machsirin osel l'machteshes pa'amayim bashana, they put the ketores that was made year by year, they put it back into the grinder twice a year to keep it fresh, in the mos hachama and the mos hagishamim, the summer time and the winter time, different reasons, so that it should be fresh. The three portions that were given for the Kohen Gadol to take his Malei Chafnov, his full handfuls on Yom Kippur, those were sent back to grind on Erev Yom Kippur in preparation of Yom Kippur, and those portions were Shochtan Yofe Yofe. They were ground extra good, Kedeshet Hei Daka Min Adaka, they ground it extra so that it should be extra fine. That's the theme of Ketores, and that's our main theme on today's daf. I'd like to mention another two items that are also over here, about midway in the wide lines at the beginning of a line, called Tainish She'imba Miposhe Yisrael. Any day of repentance, a fast day, that doesn't have the sinners of the community participating, Eina Tainis was not an effective Tainis. If only the holy people are in attendance, then we haven't really experienced the power of tshuva. But if you could have someone who you would say about them that it's almost incongruous that they're here, but they came, like the Yom Kippur Jew who comes, that makes it a effective, productive day. Sharei chelbana recha ra. Chelbana on its own had a bad smell, but it was included in the ketores, and together it worked. It was good. And that's what we're looking for, that even if someone independently would be regarded negatively, but if they join in Kedusha, then everyone gets elevated. Also, about five lines later in the Gemara, Atem Keruyim Adam, you, the Jewish people, are called one person. We're one, no matter where Jews live. If someone in Australia, in France, in the United States, Israel, wherever a Jew it might be hurting, it hurts all of us. We rally to it. Ve'ena ovde kochavim kruyim adam, but the trend among the nations of the world is that there are problems, and it may bother some of us on social justice, etc., but it's not to the point of it's literally one person. When a person's finger gets hurt, you're banging with a hammer, you accidentally hit your finger, it's not, well, that's my finger, but my other hand doesn't care. It's all one unit, and that's how the Jewish people are regarded. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.